on Connecticut College Week. Even bedtime stories changed after the fall of the Soviet Union. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrea Lanoux, professor of Slavic studies, examines this change.
Our research examines children's and adolescent literature published in Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 and the emergence of a new vision of childhood in Russia today. In Soviet Russia, all children's books were produced by the state. To ensure that children were socialized as future communists, the Soviets constructed a massive network of state-run publishing houses and schools. This system produced consistent narratives about childhood as a programmatically happy time, with child protagonists who were larger-than-life heroes. After the fall of communism, the state-run publishing industry transformed into large, for-profit publishing houses that have produced new kinds of popular works for children: detective fiction, mysteries, interactive books, and sex education literature among them. Small boutique publishers appeared somewhat later. These publishing houses have produced a new realistic fiction depicting orphans, institutionalized children, kids in poverty, and children with disabilities, the children who suffered most from the economic collapse of the 1990s. The mission of these publishers has been to create a new literature for children that more accurately reflects their lived experiences. In recent years, children's writers in Russia have turned to depicting kids struggling with bullying, trauma, and neglect, as well as regular kids just trying to find their place in the world. These books convey the child's inner voice in new ways, portraying kids as individuals who wish to exert agency in their own lives. These enormous changes illustrate how the rise of a consumer culture shapes the books children read, and how societies with different political systems imagine children variously as people, national subjects, and citizens of the world.
That was Andrea Lanoux of Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.